Okay, today is Daf Dalid. We're in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, second line from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Ezehu Edus HaRishona. What's the first Edus that requires two witnesses? Zu Edus Stira. That's the Edus of Stira. What's Stira? Seclusion. Edus Achrona, but the Edus Achrona, which is only one Ed, that's Zu Edus Tumah. That's Edus Tumah, which is actually them actually being involved in a real Avera, as opposed to just being alone in a room together, which doesn't have to be an Avera. It's still not right, because it's still a Sota, right? She was still born, but if they're just sitting around playing cards, it's different than if they're having relations.
Right, she's still a Sota without the Tumah.
Correct. No, she has to drink the water without the Tumah.
Right.
If the Tumah, then I believe the Mishnah is going to say tomorrow or Sunday, I don't remember, She has to get divorced. No ksuva, but no misa because there's no two witnesses.
So what's the difference here between an edus stira, except for the edus stira and an edus tuma for a sight?
Because if the edus stira, she'll drink the sota water.
And
edus tuma, she will not.
Well, we don't know she's tuma. We just know that she went into a
what, one aid said. What do you mean?
And he saw.
Yeah.
That's
what Tumah means. Saw them acting, saw them having a relation. So it's only one aid. It's not two aidim. She's not going to get Misa, but they have to get divorced. And she loses her ksuva. Okay. Ubameh, listen to this. Ubameh shir stira. What's the shir of stira? I'm sorry. Uvakama shir stira. How long do they have to be together? And that's long enough for stira. What if she's in the room together for 4 seconds? Right? So how was the shear? So, somebody yesterday said 9 minutes. You'll see from here, it's a lot shorter than that.
Yeah.
So, kidei tumah, the length of tumah, which is what? Kidei bia, kidei ha'ara, which is the initial stages of bia, which is a lot less than 9 minutes. Kidei ha'kafas dekel, the time it takes to walk around a tree. Divrei Reb Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer, omer kidei mezikas ha'kos. The time it takes to pour a cup or to dilute a kos. Rabbi Yoshua Omar Kadeh Lishtoso. The time it takes to drink it. Rabbi Benaze Omar Kadeh Litzlos Beitza. The time it takes to cook an egg. Rabbi Akiva Omar Kadeh Ligomo. The time it takes to swallow an egg. Asks Tosfos, second Tosfos, what's Benaze doing before Rabbi Akiva? He says Talmud, right? Hi, demakdim Benaze le Rabbi Akiva. Why is Benaze first? Afal gaf. The Rabbi Akiva Hoyarabo, even though Rabbi Akiva was a Rabbi, could the Amr prepare Karoe that Benaze Ad Khan Hazas Panecha Barabecha, right? That he criticized Benaze, how long are you gonna show chutzpah to your Rebbe, me, right? Mishum the Tzulia Kodemes Ligmia. Because roasting the egg, cooking the egg comes before eating it. Therefore he feasts first. The high demaktim le beidach, idach brisa, we're gonna have another brisa where each Tana is gonna give a different shear. And in that brisa, Benaze also before Rabbi Akiva. Right? In 5 minutes, we're going to have that brisa. So Tosfos says, Mishum demasik shi'uran d'shayachi b'kos. That's because Benaze's shir fit with the people before him. They were all talking about different things with kos. Avoltema, amai makdim Rabbi Shmuel l'masayad Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Why is Rabbi Shmuel before them? He was there. They were there, his Rebbe. Mihu Yeshlamar the Seder Achila Vishtiya Samech. Because also it's a food and drink shear, so they put them all together, even though chronologically it's out of order. Okay.
What is, by the way, what is, I'm saying the other ones about Viha, or what is the circling of palm tree have to do with Yichud?
That's the time it takes.
What's that? I don't know. Why? Well, what's the connection?
The Gemara's going to ask that question at the end of the story. Ridu Mesera Omer Kadeh Legomo Shalosh Beitzim Zu Achazu. The time it takes to eat three Beitzim, one after another. Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiya Omer Kadeh Likshar Garde Nima. The time it takes to tie two ends of a string together. Chana ben Pinchas Omer Kadeh Shetoshit Yada Latoch Piha Litol Kisem. The time it takes a woman to put her hand in her mouth, take out a splinter. Plima Omer Kadeh Shetoshit Yada Lasal. The time it takes to put her hand into a basket, Litol Tikikar, to take a cookie. Afal Pishin Railadavar, Zechiladavar, there's a Zecher to this because it says, Ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. It compares a zona to food, so therefore the shear is the same. V'chal hani lamali. What do I need so many different shearim for? Tzricha, the Tana, Kedei Toma, had it only said Kedei Toma, Havamina, listen to this, Kedei Tomasa, the Artusa. It meant the Toma and also the appeasement that takes place beforehand. Says Rashi, the Tana, Kedei Toma, Havamina, Bechol Shir Hutzruch, Lava Ludekach, the Hainu, Toma, the Artusa, which means she afata osa. You should have to butter her up. Vayadaber eliba. You have to speak to her heart. Adjit disratza until she'll consent. That's part of the shear. Comes along. Kamash malon. No, kidei bia. Not that's not part of the shear. Huh? That's not part of the shear.
Nothing changes.
Right? Vitana kidei bia. If it would only have said kidei bia, havamina kidei gemar bia. I would have thought it meant the end. Kamash malon kidei haara. No, just the initial stages. V'yashminan k'dei ha'ara, if Ellen would have said k'dei ha'ara, havamina k'dei ha'ara v'artusa. I would have thought it means that, plus the appeasing. Kamash malon k'dei toma. That's why it said k'dei toma. But kama k'dei ha'ara, how long does that take? So again, k'dei ha'kafas dekel. It takes, the time it takes to walk around a tree. Ay, vermini, v'nistra, v'kamashir stira. How long is that? It's a different brisa. Slo shamanu. I don't know. Kishu omer, when it said, v'hi nitma, Havi Omer, Kedei Toma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ha'ara, Kedei Chazaras Dekel, Div Rabbi Eliezer. The brother says the time it takes to walk around a tree. Rabbi Shu Omer, Kedei Mezikas Akos, Benazi Omer, Kedei Lishtoso, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kedei Litzel's Beitza, to cook an egg. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseiro Omer, Kedei Ligoma, to swallow the egg. Kasal Kedaitach, Hainu Akafas Dekel, Hainu Chazaras Dekel. It's the same thing. Now one second. Maybe it's the same thing. Hasam Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kedei Akafas Dekel. On top, Rabbi Shmuel said, Kedei Akafas Dekel. Upolig Rabbi Elezer Oleh. And Rabbi Elezer argued, and he said it's a Mezikas Akos. Now, Hacha Amar Belezer Kedei Chazaras Dekel. And here, Rabbi Elezer says Chazaras Dekel, right? It has to be, because otherwise, then in the earlier Brisa, why do you argue?
It wouldn't be the same
time. So that's what Gemara is going to say. Amar Abaya, no. Hakafa beregel, chazara beruach. It's a different shear. One's with the wind and one's with you. So, boy, Rav Ashi, listen to this. Chazara beruach, when it says that the dekel makes some kind of return with the wind, is that, kiyekid the azal v'hadar asi, the wind flaps and then it comes back. Odilma, kiyekid the azal v'asi v'hadar kai beduchte. It has to come back and stand in the same exact spot. A teiku. I don't know the answer for that question. Hasam.
Easy to say 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
What? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Hasam Amar Belazer Kedei Mezikas Akos. In the first Brisa, Rabbi Belazer said Mezikas Akos. Hacha Kedei Chazaras Dekel. And here we say Chazaras Dekel. Aydi v'idi Chachi Yeruhu. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same time. Hasam Amar Yeshua Kedei Lishtoso. Before Rabbi Yeshua said the time it takes to drink a cup. Hacha Amar Kedei Mezikas Akos. Here he said mezikas akos, which means to dilute it, which is a little different. Ema kedei limzog v'lishtos. Right, he meant to say to pour and drink. V'lema idi v'idi chad shiuruhu. So why don't we say, how about a different answer? How about it's the same thing? We don't want to say that because imkein hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then it would be the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Why would he have to mention that? Why would he argue? So obviously it's a different shiur. Okay. Hasam amar ben azai kedei litzos beitza. First on top, ben azai said the time it takes to cook an egg. Here he said it's the time it takes to drink a kos. Yeah, it's the same thing. On top, Rabbi Akiva said the time it takes to eat an egg. Here he said the time it takes to cook an egg. No, he meant to cook it and eat it. In each price, he only said half the shear.
To roast it
and to eat it. So, why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say that's the same shear? So the Gemara answers, Im Kain, Hainu Ben Azai. Then it would be saying the same thing as Ben Azai.
And what's the name of the Gemara? He swallowed it in one shot?
I don't know. I do know. Hasam, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, Kedei Lagomo, Shalosh Beitzim, Zuach Hazu. Before, on top, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira said the time it takes to eat three eggs. Hacha Amar Kedei Lagomo. Here he said the time it takes one egg. So Ul Dvarav, Rabbi Akiva Amar. Yeah, he wasn't talking. He was talking to Rabbi Akiva. Dikama, who said Mishayan Bitzliya Ubegima, because Rabbi Akiva said now that the time it takes to cook and eat one egg. And Ema, so he told him Shir Gimia Luchude. You think it's one egg? No. Kedei Lagama Shalosh Beitzim Zura Charzu. It's really three. Dahainu Tzliya Ugmiya, which is the same thing as cooking and eating. It takes to cook and eat one egg is the time it takes to cook 3 eggs. Okay.
Good.
That's what he said.
How do you need 3 eggs in the same time as you can eat 1 egg?
And cook it.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi Lotz ben Yirmi Omar, kadei, listen to this. Kadei shiikshar garda nima. Boy Rabashi, the merchak with the makari. Are the threads far away or are they close to each other? Teku. I don't know. Chana ben Pinchas Omar. Kadei shetoshin yadol toch piha, flutal kisim. Time it takes for a woman to put her hand in her mouth to take out the splinter. Boy Rabashi, the mahadak or the lo mahadak? Is the splinter very, very firm in there or not so firm? Teku. Klibi Omar Kadei shetoshi yadol lasal, flutal kikar. Boy Rabashi, the mahadak. Is the cookie really attached to the basket, like it's stuck to the basket, or not? Becharata ubatika. Is it new or old? New or old what? New or old basket?
Yeah.
Bechamima or bekriwa. Is it hot or is it cold? Bechiti or betsairi. Is it made out of wheat or barley, the cookie, right? Because it has different consistency. Berechicha or beakusha. Is it smooth, is it fine, or is it coarse? The answer to all that is teku. Okay?
I don't know why you call it a cookie.
Said a different shear, because in his home with his wife, that was the shear. So each Tana was identified with that shear.
They're not saying one is lower than the other.
They're all the same thing. Each Tana, that's how he used to associate it with a different thing in his house.
The clock would have made everything so much easier.
Yeah, they didn't have clocks. That's why there's never minutes.
There's never minutes.
What? What?
We have times today.
No, in the Gemara, there's never.
No watch. No shows.
For what?
The big shows in the morning.
What?
The hours and stuff. Chalakim and what?
There's no chalakim. I don't think there's chalakim in the Gemara.
It shows we have.
What? What's the zman? There is the zman of Shacharis and Shvi Krishma is 3 hours, 4 hours, right? It does say that.
Because of the date, that's not a consistent hour. No, you can divide the hours.
Also, I believe, and I could be wrong. Every time it says that, it gives another zman when the kings wake up.
Yeah.
It's always something else, right? Because there were no clocks. Had to be there. When can you eat milachiks? They have to eat fleishiks. Doesn't say in the Gemara 6 hours. It says from Suda to Suda. Right? Every zman is given by a reference to something else, a reference to daily life. When can you daven? When you recognize your friend. When can you do this? When you see the difference in tchelis and lap. Everything's a different zman. How long does it take to be stira? Well, how long does it take to cook the egg? Everything's a different zman. There was no clocks. Now, did they know exactly how long it took? I don't know that question. Today we don't. Today we can't live like that. Right? We can't live like that in a reference to something else. Right? When can I daven? Oh, when I see my friend. We can't live like that.
I think we're down to the second. You know,
well, okay, so it's a very...
It is 7:04 and 2 seconds.
Right, so the... Right. That's by the way, the Chazanish was against that. The Chazanish said that it can't be. It can't be that Vasikin was like that. It wasn't like that. They have a clock with the it's a stopwatch.
Yeah.
With the 1/100th of a second. Chazanish was against that Chazanish. Because what is that? They didn't know daven like that. So what'd they do? They were daven when it was around Vasikin.
Right?
They tried their best.
Yeah.
And what if they were off by 10 seconds? So today they throw you out, they'll let you have a daven again, right?
I thought they were robots, you know that.
Yeah. Right? Today they you need sometimes the Chazanish to point out the obvious. Right? Okay, so you look at the calendar. When it's, it'll say 6:19.
All right. 91.
Exactly. So you try to get there around that time. What did the Chassidim HaRishonim with Davin Vasikin every day? What? They had a clock? There's no such thing. A digital.
No,
they had a digital up to the 100th. They didn't have such a thing.
No, they didn't.
They did their best.
Exactly.
Okay. By the way, same thing when Shabbos is over. When Shabbos is over, when you see 3 stars, what kind of zman is that? Right? Today, they wouldn't go out with your daughter if you said that.
If it's cloudy or raining,
so why is it that though we have to have all this amount of egg or this?
So each Tana, so the Gemara says each Tana, that's how they in their own house, that was their reference.
Why are they recording this machlokes?
It's not a machlokes. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's not a machlokes. Each Tana had a different reference, right? Aye, listen to this Gemara.
What's the actual zman? What's the actual zman? Meaning that
there is no zman.
How long it takes to do what?
That's a good question. The time it takes to eat an egg.
No, but why? Relates to what?
It relates to bia.
Right.
Right? You have to be in there long enough to do bia. How long is that?
The beginning of bia.
How long is that? Not that long. So I each time I said a different thing, because each time I had a different frame of reference. I, vo'ika benazet delo nasif. One second, what do you mean each time? Benazet never got married. Benazai was not married. So what do you mean? Benazai, how does Benazai know? He never married. So first of all, Iboy said, why? Because the Gemara says that he could.
I have a problem with the time for seduction. Everybody's different. How could they?
That's not included. That's not included. We just said that Zman is not.
Oh, it's not included.
It's not included. That, exactly. You're right. It's not included. Now, what was I just going to say? Right. The Gemara says that Benazai said, I can't get married because I love the Torah.
Yep.
That's a unique Shita. So, how can Benazai say at time? He didn't. So first of all, Iboy say Nasiv. He was married. Uparish Hali, he got divorced. So he did have a time. He did give it a try. Iboy say or Mirabe Hashmila. Hear that from his Rebbe. Viboy say or very difficult. So Hashem Lureyav. He figured it out by a secret. Right? Those who fear Hashem can figure out the secrets. Right? So the Maritz Chayitov has a kash on that. What kind of you don't get, you know, Torah is not something you get from just because you're a good person. You have to work on it. You have to study and learn and review and learn. What do you mean you just got it some answer? Okay. Darsha Ravira Darshan, Zimnan Amar Mishmei de Rav Ami, Vizimnan Amar Mishmei de Rav Asi, Kol Ha'ocha Lechem Belona Tila Sadayim, if you eat Lechem without washing first, Ki'ilu Ba Al Isha Zona. It's like you had relations with a Zona, which is very harsh. What's the point? The point is, there's two points. Because it shows you're like Hefker. I be with any woman I want. I don't care about my food. I don't care about my boundaries. It's a little bit of a connection, even though it's a little bit of a harsh comparison. Shenemar, like it says, Ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. Is a comparison between a zona and lechem. So the Gemara says those words don't really fit, because Amar Rava, Hai Ba'ad Isha Zona, Ad Kikar Lechem, all the way around. Ba'ad Kikar Lechem, Ad Isha Zona, Miboyle. It should say that the Lechem is like a Zona. If you want to tell me that eating without a Tilos Adayim is like a Zona, then say it like that. The Gepasa says it backwards. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, no. Kahaba Isha Zona, if you have relations with a Zona, Lusov, Mavakish, Kikar Lechem. Then you're going to become poor. That's the thing. You're going to become poor. Amr of Zrika, Amr of Rabbi Lazar. Kala Machalal bin Atila Sidayim. If anyone is Mezalzel bin Atila Sidayim, sorry. If anyone is Mezalzel Atila Sidayim, Nekar min Ha'olam. He will be taken from the world. Says Rashi, he'll be taken from the world. Rashi says right here, De over al divrei chachamim chayiv misa. Because if you violate the Atila Sidayim of the Torah, the rabbis made it up. It's the din of the Rabbanan. If you violate the Tilos Yadayim, you are deserve to be nekar min ha'olam. Dechsev, like it says, uporetz geder yishchenu nachash. If you uporetz geder means you break the breach. The Chacham made a rule. Then you should be bitten by a snake, which means you should be chayiv misa. Says Tosvos on top, Temelari lefi Rashi the pirish the overall divrei Chachamim chayiv misa. If you violate the words of the Chacham chayiv misa, so my area in the Tilos Yadayim. Why are you picking the Tilos Adayim? I feel who called Divrei Chachamim Nami. Any Chachamim, you should be Chayiv Misa. You violate Muksa. The rabbis made that up. You should be Chayiv Misa. You don't find a statement like that. Why not? According to Rashi, why not? Not only that, the Od Kasha, the Amar Hacha, the Ancho Misa. Here we see your own Eish is Misa. Ubeperek Bameh Isha Yatza in Shabbos, I'm reading it says, the Ancho Anios. That your punishment for being Mezalzel on Tilos Adayim is poverty. What? Okay. Kid Amar, Shlosha Dvarim, Medina Adam al Deanias. There are three things that bring you to poverty. Hamazalza Blatilas Daim, believe it or not, is one of them. The Uberk Omusin Pasin, Maisib Rabbi Akiva, Shechavish bebeis asurim. Yeah, at, he was in jail. And he said, Ad ma etzech shechaveire chayiv olai misa. Right? How long are my friends going to be chayiv misa? Not poverty, because I guess they were mezalzel until to die. But you see, if there, it's misa, not poverty. So which one is it? So, v'nira, dezilzel shemezalzel batamid, ancho akira al yedei anias. If you're always mezalzel it, then your punishment is poverty. Dekasha mimisa. That's worse than death. You're dead, you're dead. You're dead, you're dead. But to be alive and to suffer in a way is worse. Right? The misa, right? Anias dekasha mimisa, ayedei nachash. Right? Misa, poverty is worse than death. The nekar mina olam, the amar besukka uba sanhedrin, and these other gemaras which seem to say that you aren't, that you do die. Kala mishtatev shem shemayim v'davar acher nekar mina olam. Like it says, if you do some terrible thing, whatever, you nekar mina olam. Uperek konin yayin, kala mishamesh bekisra shel Torah nekar mina olam. If you use a Torah for your own benefit, you're also nekar mina olam. Lo b'chada machisa ninu da'anius ela misa chatufa o mishuna. That tosses us is an exception. Those are exceptions. So what do we end off? First of all, he doesn't really answer the kasha on Rashi. Rashi said it's because you mezalzel a din of the chachamim. So then why is the chachamim special? Didn't really answer that question, right? I does say other places it says that the punishment is poverty. So it depends how often you mezalzel it. The more you mezalzel it, then poverty is worse than death. Good? Okay. Amar v'chia bar ashi, amar rav. Mayim rishonim tzricha sheyigva yadav l'mayla. Mayim rishonim is in the Tilos Adayim. You have to have your hands up. Mayim achronim tzarech sheyishbol yadav l'mata. You have to have your hands facing down. What's going on? The very long Rashi here. So Rashi says, Rashi reminds us, the halacha is that when you wash the Tilos Adayim, you should wash twice. Why? What? We're not talking about in the wake up in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you wash three times. It has to be alternating. Why? We don't know why. That's just the rule. Right? Because it has to do with tumah, which we don't understand that anyway. It's all Kabbalistic. You have to wash three times in alternating. When you wash for bread, really, you only have to wash one time. Right? You only have to wash one time. However, the developed idea that since your hands are considered tameh, so when you wash your hands, what happens is when the water hits the hand, the hand's tameh. So it makes the water tummy. So you wash a second time to pour off all the tummy water, and you're left with clean water, and your hands are nice and clean. For some reason, because I'm at a very long Rashi here, Rashi, the Gemara says you have your hands up. But Rashi says because that your hands are going to, the water is going to go back onto your wrist, but the wrist is not metame. It's only your hands. So if the water goes onto the wrist, that's good, because we don't mind. If you leave your hands down, the water just goes to itself. And metame, your hands back again. And sometimes you won't wash a second time. You wash a second time, you don't have problems. But if you wash one time, at least have your hands up. So if the water falls onto your wrist, it's not going to be metame you. Because your wrist and your arms are not metame. It's only your hands. My machmonim, nothing to do with all that. Keep your hands down. Which is what people do. Okay.
Still have to wash your hands up though.
What? That's because of this reason, right? Well, they also says su yadayim some pasuk like that. Okay, amar bevo kol ochal pas below nigav yadayim. If you eat bread without washing your hands, kilu ochal lechem tamei. It's like you ate tamei bread. Shenemar vayomer Hashem kachal yochal b'nei Yisrael eslachem tamei. Fine. Umai ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara totsud. What does that mean? Amar b'chir bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, kol adam sheyesh bo gasis haruach. If someone is hori lebatzof at the end, nichshal be'eshes ish, he will stumble with eshes ish. Shnemar, like it says, be'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. So again, Rava says, doesn't mean he said it backwards. Amar Rava, hi nefesh yikara, nefesh gavor b'yalei. What do you mean nefesh yikara? It should say nefesh yikara means a good nefesh, a precious. It should say a hori nefesh. Va'od. He taught me. He taught him. She should trap you. El Amarava Kalabal Eishes Ish. If you have relations with a married woman, somebody has a relation with a married woman, has an affair. Afil Amat Torah. Even if you learn Torah, the Kasev Ba Yikar Hashem Ibninim. What's better than Torah? Right. The pasuk says the Torah is the most precious of all things. Right. Mikohen Gadol Shadichnas Lefnim. Even if you're the Kohen Gadol, And on Yom Kippur, you go lefnai v'lefnim into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it happens to be, you had a taivan, you had an affair with a married woman. Happens. He titzudena l'dina shal gehenim. You're not going to, there's no pass. All right, he goes to the Kodesh Kedoshim, so we'll let it go. Hashem doesn't work that way. Right? Hey, he learns a lot of Torah, so it's okay, you made a mistake. Yeah, it's a big mistake. You do that b'mezid, it's a big mistake. You don't get a pass for that. You don't get a pass to anything. So I'm like, why is this? You don't really get a, well, you don't get a pass to anything. Right? Amar v'yochana mishir mishir ben yichai. Kol adam sheyesh bo gashes haruach. If someone's haughty, ke'ilu oved avodah gachavim. It's as if he's an idol worshiper. Kesev hacha, it says over here, tovas Hashem kol gov alev. It says over here that, right, the haughtiness, uksiv hasam, and it says, latavi to'eva el be'secha. Don't bring a to'eva. What's a to'eva in your house? What's a to'eva? What? And to'eva's not an inducement. To'eva means avodah zarah. What? An abomination. That's what a to'eva is. Somebody once told me that Rav Avigdor Miller said that the word to'eva is a Korean exiv. It says to'eva, but it's really pronounced TV. To'eva is TV. Don't tavi to'eva el be'secha. Don't bring a TV into your house. Shkoyach, you like that part. It's a Korean exiv, you understand? Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar Ki'ilu Kafar Be'ikr. It's as if you're a Kafar Be'ikr. Shneimar, like it says, V'ram Levavcha V'Shachachta Hashem Elokecha. Right, the more haughty you are, there's no room for God. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Amar Ki'ilu Ba Al Kol Arayos. It's as if you had relations with all the Arayos. Right? Why? Such a strong statement. Because K'siv Hacha Tovas Hashem Kol Gov Alev U'K'siv Hasam Kis Kol Tovos Ha'el. All these Tovos. Ula amark ilu ban Obama. It's as if you built a Obama. Remember, like it says, chidlu lachem in Adam, asher neshama va'apo ki b'ma nechshav hu. Al tikri b'ma el Obama. Right. So it's considered a terrible thing. My. What does it mean? Yad li yad lo yinake. Hand to hand. There's no. How do they translate yinake? What? He won't be spared. Amar Rav Kalabal Eishes Ish. Someone has relations with Eishes Ish. Afilu Hiknihu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim VaAretz KaAvram Avinu. Even if he brought the word of God to the world like Avram Avinu, he's so special. Dechsiv Ba VaRimosi Yodi El Hashem Kel Elyon Kanei Shemayim VaAretz. Lo, you're not going to be Didash Lakhedim. That's not a pass. Again, you're not going to be saved. Kashale LeDvei Rebbe Shila.
If you did, if you are that person, if you're the next Avram, right, you're the guy.
Even if you got the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, you're that guy.
It says mimino eish dos lomo. Lo, you're not going to be spared.
What?
What about
the one in a billion guy
that
brings the...
Look what this guy did. And unlike Avram Avinu, he has an affair. Avram Avinu never did that. He does that. It doesn't matter. It does matter, right? We don't give you a pass. Yeah, but look what he did. He mamash changed the whole world. Doesn't matter. Right? Kashale Rav Yochanan Hayad Liyad Yad miyad mi boyle. It's just a yad miyad. Ella, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Two more lines. Afilu asa staka b'seiser. But even if he's such a good person, he gives tzedakah in private. The chesiv, it says matan b'seiser yikapa af. That matan b'seiser reduces the anger, right? Lo yinake medina shel gehenim. Doesn't make a difference. You're not going to be spared from the medina shel gehenim. He quotes over here. Tosfos Shant quotes a medrash in Mishlei, which is such an unbelievable medrash, which is such a true take-home message. The medrash says like this. What does it say in the pasuk? It says, Yad liyad lo yinakeh. What's yad liyad? Hand to hand. So the medrash says like this. Imagine a guy who does an avera. What avera does he do? He visits a zona. He visits a prostitute, and he pays her. Yad liyad. He gives her money. Right? And when he comes out of the zona's apartment, he's right when he bumps into in the lobby. Who does he bump into? A shnara asks for money. Guy's there asking for tzedakah. So what does he do? Now, by the way, it doesn't have to be his owner. This can be any time you do something wrong. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's a guy over here looking for a dollar. Right? So what do? You give him the valor. And you say to yourself, I'll read it inside. You say to yourself, Amar Belibo, lo hizmin li HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'oni kan. What Hashem put this oni right here if it just came out of an aveira? What Hashem put the oni here for? Ella mishum sherotze lechaper li al osa avon. Oh, Hashem let me have a kapar right here with giving this amazing medrash. Right. Look what Hashem did. I did something wrong, no question about it. But look at this. Hashem right away gives me a mitzvah. Right away shoves a mitzvah in my face. Why does he do that? This will be the kapara for that. Right? Not true at all. Shapirish yad liyad lo yinake. Right? Afilu shenatzan tzedaka lo'ani. Doesn't help. Yeah, you get a check mark for that. No question about it. That never, there's no such thing like that in this religion. Does that,
the way around.
What?
Right.
Right. So it happens once in a while, right? You do an aveir, and all of a sudden this guy will be asking for a dollar. Right? You give him, and but how do you rationalize? Oh, look what Hashem just did for me. This is going to be mechaper. No, so it doesn't work that way. It's an amazing vart, no? Such an amazing vart.
So according to this Gemara,
yeah.
What is tshuva?
What?
What is tshuva do according to this Gemara? We learned just now.
So tshuva, tshuva.
There's no path to avoid getting around to heaven.
That's if you don't do tshuva. Tshuva means as if you never did it. That is as if you never
did
it.
You
have to do tshuva. Tshuva is not so easy. It's not so easy.
You
have to do tshuva. So if you do. Now, so you should just know that tshuva will never save you from a bezin shalmata. You eat treif, you're going to get malchus. Yeah, but I did tshuva. Doesn't make a difference. Bezin shalmata is not busy with tshuva. But today there is no. So first of all, that's a good question. That's a whole shiur in itself. Second of all, there is none of that today. So today there is no bezin shalmata that does any punishment. So tshuva means as if it doesn't. How does tshuva work? It's a bracha. They have tshuva, right? It's an unbelievable thing. Tshuva is one of the things that was created before the world.
Right.
Before the world, Hashem made tshuva.
Agreed. So all these things we just learned here.
Right.
That's
if you don't do tshuva. That's if you don't do tshuva. What does the guy say?
If you don't do tshuva.
If you don't do tshuva.
So there is a pathway, in other words.
If you do tshuva.
If you do tshuva.
Fine. Right. But a guy says, I don't have to do tshuva. I don't have to do tshuva because Hashem just put the ani here. That was my ipa kapara.
Yeah.
That's what Hashem did. That's what Hashem did. I put the ani over here. What do you do that for? If Hashem doesn't like me so much, he let me do a mitzvah right now. And mamas, I'm coming out of her apartment, and here she is.
So that's your tshuva.
That's my tshuva. That's what a guy says. Comes along, shalom, like, no, yad l'lai lo yinake. That's not going to work like that. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
Right? The Christians work that way. Right? We don't like that. Doesn't work that way. You got to do. So if you don't do tshuva, that doesn't answer. What kind of answer is that? Listen, but I'm the Kohen Gadol. So I had an affair. So what? Doesn't work that way. Yeah, if you do tshuva, so what's tshuva? Tshuva's not easy. You hear these stories and think, well, how the people did tshuva, they're very scary.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't just show up on Yom Kippur and complain about the chazan. They didn't do that. Right? All right. We'll stop here. Everyone have a very, very good day.